This week, a Russian court sentenced Savchenko to 22 years in prison for her alleged involvement in killing two Russian journalists in eastern Ukraine, charges she strongly denies. Poroshenko told reporters that the exchange would be possible only after Savchenko's sentence comes fully into force, meaning when the 10-day appeal period expires. Savchenko, who was elected to Ukraine's parliament, has already said she won't appeal the ruling as she does not recognize the Russian court or its right to try her. President Poroshenko urged his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to release her in exchange for the Russian prisoners. Poroshenko says that during the meeting on the highest level, I raised the issue of freeing Nadia and other Ukrainian hostages many times. President Putin responded that he would return Nadia Savchenko to Ukraine after the so-called court decision. It's time to fulfill that promise. He adds, from my side, I am ready to transfer to Russia the two Russian soldiers who were taken out of the territory for participating in armored aggression against Ukraine. He says this is in line with the Minsk peace agreements and that it should be done immediately. Yet tensions over the conflict between Ukrainian government forces and Russian-backed separatists that killed more than 9,000 people have overshadowed the deal. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has accused Ukraine's government of failing to implement the Minsk ceasefire agreement. Lavrov, who was hosting German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier in Moscow, said that Kiev's inaction was the main stumbling block to a peace settlement in Ukraine's east. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is also holding talks with the Kremlin, including on the crisis in Ukraine. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.